This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you a man of many talents. He loves cards. He also is all over the Dallas Cowboys beat for The Athletic. It is John Machota. Good morning, sir.
I didn't see you guys out of the show this weekend. Did you make it out there?
Yes, I was. Did you go?
So I ended up going on Sunday, which I normally don't do, but because of rookie minicamp, I was like, all right, I got to get out there. It's an addiction, you know. So Sunday's a little bit more picked over than I'm used to.
Yeah, and that some people will call it deal day. I was there Friday and Saturday. Sorry we missed you.
You haven't had a great haul, though.
Yes, absolutely. So in addition to talking cards, what we really want to do is start this important Cowboys interview by asking you, what is your feel for the Stars Winnipeg Jets series? Like, how do you feel that's going to go?
I seriously couldn't name one Winnipeg Jets player, maybe ever, other than Timo Solani. So I don't think I'm the person to look to on this.
All right. Now, with that in mind, I just want you to know what's about to happen is your own fault. What if I told you I could play you a song that would make sure that you never, ever forget Winnipeg's goaltender's name again?
I don't know if I want to hear this.
Well, too late, John. Play the song! That's Connor Hellebuck.
We want him to give up as many goals as possible, though. John.
They made this as like a hype video, and they just sing Connor Hellebuck, Buck, Buck, for like 20 uninterrupted seconds. It is very confusing.
Yeah, that was a tough listen, but yeah. I think they got the point across. It's catchy. I've heard his name before, but I never could have told you what team he played for. So now I learned something new here.
There we
now,
go.
All shenanigans aside, in terms of the deal this morning, can you walk us through the timeline? Because we've heard a lot that perhaps this deal was percolating before the draft, maybe during the draft. Is that also what you find to be the case, and how did it finally come together?
Yeah, that's the way I understand it. And it's interesting because I just go back to that Tuesday pre-draft press conference where when it ended, you know, there was a group of us around Jerry, and he kind of threw in there that, you know, there was two substantive moves that they could potentially make. It could be before the draft, it could be after the draft. I will say, when he said that, George Pickens is one of the first people I thought of, but I thought of it to myself in that, yeah, but they won't do that. It'll be something more on the lines of like what they've done for Mingo or maybe even Brandon Cooks or like Joe Mixon, those type of deals that, you know, I get why they do them to a certain extent, but it's not like it really moves the needle like a Pickens type move would move the needle. And so I was like, yeah, I think Jerry might just be saying that to just kind of stir things up because, let's be honest, the last 2 years there really haven't been any notable moves like that. So as time went on, and then obviously you get to that first round of the draft, and I know that they love Tet McMillan. And then when he goes 8, you know, that's the thing that people talk about the Cowboys needing a wide receiver. Well, they didn't really need a wide receiver. They needed specifically a wide receiver too.
Yeah.
And so when they didn't get that early in the draft, I was like, it didn't make any sense to use like a mid or late round pick on a wide receiver. They have plenty of those guys already on the roster. And so now I'm thinking, okay, well, they'll do something, but I could see it being one of those things where, you know, following the Cowboys, the way that they've been doing business, that it'll be like a training camp, you know, or or, you know, a team's like, hey, we're willing to part with this receiver. We don't know if he's going to make our roster. And it would be like, fine, but it'd be somebody more similar to Mingo or Tolbert as opposed to a George Pickens move. And so they had been working on it, and then obviously it came together. It sounded like it was starting to come together last night. And then early this morning, it got finalized. And I'm honestly very surprised.
Now, I know you said number two receiver. Talent-wise, do you think he fits number two, or is he like he could be a number one for other teams, and on this team he's going to be a number two?
Yeah, and that's going to be the interesting part, is because I'm willing to bet, not knowing him, not having talked to him, just what I know of him is the relationships I have with other people that cover the Steelers. He might be coming in thinking he is a 1A, 1B with CD, and that's fine. You know, that'd be great if he, for all everybody involved, if he produces like that. But I just think that with CD's production and his everything he's shown throughout his career, he's your number one. I can't even think of maybe more than four or five other receivers in the league that you would say would be the one over CD, if there is even four or five. And so he would have to prove that he can put up like that. But I also think that George Pickens is going to want to get number one type wide receiver targets, which is going to be interesting because, if he's not getting the ball thrown his way, maybe that causes an issue. But even with all of that being said, I would have done the deal all day. I totally think this makes sense for where the Cowboys are at, what they needed, the spark that they needed. So knowing that there are those risks involved, knowing that he's in the final year of his contract and you don't have an extension with him yet, with all that said, I still think that this is a very good move for the Cowboys. And if we're being honest, I think right now the gold standard in the NFL are the Eagles, and particularly Howie Roseman. And so this is the type of deal that the Eagles do and everybody praises them for,
yeah,
including myself. So if I'm being honest, why wouldn't I praise the Cowboys for doing something similar?
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And I think most of the vibes we've gotten this morning are positive. I was hoping you could go a little bit more in depth just on the field about...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The player and why you like the move, because it feels like he also brings something different to the offense. Not only like is he a wide receiver too, but he maybe has a skill set that is not littered across the rest of the wide receiver room.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And that's, you know, it fits with why they would be interested in Tet McMillan. You know, it's the bigger, longer receiver who, yeah, maybe, you know, with Tet, you know, wasn't the greatest separation, but he's the big body guy that you can throw it up to. And this team's been missing it. They really haven't had that guy you can throw it up to in the red zone since Dez. And time flies, man. That seems like a while ago. And so I think that's where he helps you immediately, is that he is that big body guy who, for me personally, watching Dak's entire career, I feel like those are the receivers that he is best with. I think that he will throw it to him, even though somebody might be on him, knowing that Pickens has that ability to just go up and kind of moss a smaller corner. I think that's where he helps a lot. And then, frankly, just because, they didn't go out and get the big name running back. And so there's still going to be questions about the run game with what they're doing on the offensive line and how well that'll work. So you're setting yourself up for, if you don't make a move like this, where every team is just going to come into your building and go, well, we're taking away 88. And then you guys can try and beat us with something else. But the good teams are going to be like, we don't think you can do that. And they might be right. And so you make a move like this for Pickens, and it's like, all right, well, if you want to sit there and double and maybe even shade over and triple team sometimes CD in certain situations, well, then you're leaving some great coverage for George Pickens to eat. And I think that's the thing that is the most interesting to me. And then secondly is just anybody that wants to question the character and stuff like that, like, well, the Cowboys have set themselves up with all this talk of, you know, culture and right kind of guys that, you know, well, that puts you in a position where you can bring in a guy that might be of character concern. And let's be honest, your $60 million quarterback, that is his greatest strength, is being a leader. And I think that he's in a good position to, if there are any type of those character concerns in Dallas, that Dak Prescott be the right person to be the leader and the person to deal with that. And then also the fact of him being in the final year of his deal. If he's not motivated for this, yeah, when is he going to be motivated?
Yeah, that's a dead on point that I think we're all feeling right here for sure.
And Corey, you brought this up earlier, and John, I would just love to confirm with you, then you guys get the sense that he's just going to play. He's not going to be like, now I want to get paid before my deal's up. He's just going to play with the hopes of this will be a great season and then he'll get paid. Is that correct?
I believe so. You know, I mean, obviously there's always possibilities, especially when I feel like you can even go outside the NFL. And if you just included all of sports, I still think wide receiver is at the top of the diva position in all of sports.
Yes.
So you can never rule anything out with wide
right.
receiver, you know? And so I can't 100% say that, but I doubt that. You know, I'm certainly not going to compare him. So don't take this the wrong way. I'm not comparing him to Luka. But there has to be a little bit of that, man, I'm a really good player, and
yeah,
this team's going to trade me. Like, I would feel a little disrespected if I was him. I would be wanting to get on the field and show what I can do. And frankly, he probably feels like he's going to have some better quarterback play. And so I think all of that, and then also the Cowboys brand, I just always think is very attractive to players. And so I would be very surprised if he was sitting out.
Okay, and that part of, you know, the X's and O fit is something the Cowboys talked about a lot during this offseason and after that draft. That draft was, hey, fit really mattered a lot. The cultural fit part of the conversation. Can you kind of, what you've heard, what you know about him and his attitude and that perception of him, it's not off the field issues, right? It's more stuff that goes on during game.
Yeah, it's more of the, let me think of a good example. It would be more along the lines of, and this is not new for wide receivers, but the whole everything's rolling. You're beating the Eagles by 3 touchdowns, but he's not getting touches, so he's not really that excited.
You
know, when you're really like, everybody should be floored right now. Like, this is a huge win. We're playing great. Yeah, you only have 3 targets, but CD's got a $150 and 3 touchdowns, and whoever our running back is has a $120 and Dak's thrown for 5 touchdown passes, and it's like the best offensive game. And he's kind of sulking, and I don't know, let's think of something that, oh, I don't know, the Super Bowl champions had. He's reading a book on the sideline, you know. That's the type of thing, more so than anything else that I know of.
All right. Go ahead, Kevin.
Do you get a chance to inspect his eye black before the game to make sure there's no profanities there? Because that could be problematic.
You know what's funny about that is that when I think of that story, the thing that stood out to me more was when Mike Tomlin was asked about it after, and acted like he had no idea. Like, I'm just like, there's no way that you did not know that. Like, I don't know. Maybe he's being truthful. I have tons of respect for Mike Tomlin. I think he's been one of the best coaches for a long time. But I just kind of like that was kind of a head scratcher to me. But yeah, that's a possibility. You know, if he's not getting the ball. But hey, if I'm being completely honest with you guys, these last couple of years have gotten kind of boring covering this team.
Yes!
I'm with you.
And they've been due to spice it up. And so I'm going to be the last one complaining if that happens.
Is there still another move that they are thinking about, another addition they're looking at? I know running backs kind of felt like it maybe got solved a little bit, but it also felt like it didn't get solved this during the draft.
Yeah, that would certainly be in the mix. That wouldn't surprise me at all. But I could... That to me seems like it wouldn't be right now. I mean, I guess I could be proven wrong on that, but I think that for me, corner is the one that I look at a little bit more. And just because you have 4 backs, I feel like that you can probably give the ball to, and it'll be a committee, and hey, maybe it doesn't work out great, but you at least have 4 guys, I feel like, that can be your 4 running backs on the roster that can touch football, and you're in good shape because they're all going to be at training camp, and, you know, they're all healthy. Corner, you know, the Diggs injury, you don't know exactly when he's coming back. Savon Revelle, I mean, everything that we saw at rookie minicamp over the weekend, like, I was like, man, he's doing more than I was expecting coming off of his knee injury. And he's pointed towards where he could be ready full go for week one, but that still is no guarantee either.
Yeah.
And so that's the spot where it would not surprise me if maybe they bring in a veteran. And that's why I haven't closed the door on that whole Stephon Gilmore thing.
Oh, man, that is fascinating. All right. Well, appreciate the time very much, good sir. You are always a fountain of information. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go, John Machota from The Athletic.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.